The Cloud Mountains of Florida by George E. Merrick. To the south lie the magical mountains that, half-circling the horizons, rise, the mystical, magical, faraway mountains in the depth of the tropical skies. They are fairer than mountains are ever in the lands of a gloomier sun. Their peaks, like visions, mirage-like, forever are as goals that may never be won. Like the mountains of enchanted story, or the pictured delectable range, they are clothed in a tremulous, glamorous glory through wondrous, virginal change. In the morn, faint, dim in the azure as a mind-haunting dream, thought they lie. Elusive, intangible, transborn, they measure an infinite depth in the sky. Neath the spell of the tropical beaming, their dream-merging tracings upon, as impelled by a pulsing supernal, their seeming is nearer, mysteriously drawn. Ever fairer, and nearer, and clearer, like a dream coming consciously true, as from out a fairy-like wonderful mirror, their peak lines emerge from the blue. And at last, o'er the shimmering fountains lying, sparkling and gleaming between, rise the clear-imaged heights of the magical mountains, all enclothed in a glamorous sheen. As I gaze upon their mystical splendor from the palm grove beside of the sea, I glimpse of a land where the fancy may enter, but never the spirit may be. Of a land where the colors are golden and of snowy and heavenly white, where the lustrous dreaming in which it is holden never is darkened with shadings of night, but radiant for always and ever, in pure, supernatural rays, fleecy, white, always blending with golden forever, through changeless, monotonous days. And serene, unaffected with sadness, or the pulsings that earth beauty mar, yet never enlightened with tingings of gladness, for nothing but fancies there are. And the fancy delights in that leisure of those mountains where peace ever reigns, but their magical, mystical, glamorous treasure holds a calmness the spirit disdains. So they lie in the glimmerings golden, untroubled and calm, far away, in a fanciful, lustrous beauty enfolden through the dreamy long tropic day. At the day close, the magical mountains fade away in a golden-like haze, and no glimpsings are left above the darkening fountains, and no tracings through the swift-falling maze. I would not dwell in the magical mountains, where never the golden light dies, for 'tis the joy of the fancy, and none of the spirit, those mountains in the depth of the tropical skies. The End. Read by Rick Kistner. For Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.